It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
It sure is. And we have Oliver from Lipstick here on the line chatting to us today. Kia ora, Oliver. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm good.
Yeah?
How are you guys?
Not too bad. Really excited to talk about the music you've picked today. Some great three tracks. And even more excited to talk about your latest single, Giving It Up. Let's just get into a couple of questions, shall we?
Sure.
So you've released an EP last year, and between like that release and this one, what's been going on for the band between releases?
We've just been playing shows, recording, sort of everything a band does, I guess. lots of writing for this next project. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it.
And how did you guys were all at music school, right?
Actually, it's just me and the drummer Jake at music school.
Yeah.
And the other two are Vic doing politics.
How's that kind of influenced your like work in the band?
I think it's made things a lot easier for sure.
Yeah.
Constantly just doing music stuff helps, I think.
Yeah, totally.
Keeps us on our toes.
Yeah, and I read a review of one of your live performances, and the writer said that you guys tend to play a lot of your upcoming releases at your gigs. And I was just wondering, like, how does that impact your process when it comes to like recording and like writing? Like, do you do much work on it after you've showed a song at a gig?
Yeah, for sure. I think like from the show to the studio, the songs can change a lot. Especially with a couple of the songs on this next project, we changed them a lot when we went and actually recorded them. It also changed like which ones we wanted to release and in what order. Like,
yeah,
giving it up was the first because it was a fan favorite, I think. And I hope people are enjoying it.
No, it's a great song. It's so fun, and I feel like you guys are really good at showing, I don't know, you have a very like emotional and like performance, and it's really great.
Thanks.
Before we get into your track selections, how much does the music that you're listening to at a certain point in time like influence your writing?
I think so much, probably. Yeah. The songs I've picked them because I was listening to them at the time of writing our EP.
Yeah.
And also Giving It Up. So, yeah.
Speaking of those songs, first track we're going to play is PDA by Interpol from a really, really great album, Turn On The Bright Lights. Tell us why you picked this track.
Because when we were starting out as a band, just writing these initial songs, Interpol was one of the biggest inspirations for sure. And I think particularly in this song, we stole a couple of their ideas. More inspired by.
yeah, gorgeous. Let's give it a listen.
Last winner, I'm raking all around me until
such a great song.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So you guys have been, did you guys form while you were all living in Auckland before moving to Pōneke? Is that correct?
No. Three of us are from Queenstown.
Oh, crazy.
And the band formed when I met Jake at music school.
Mm.
2023? Yeah.
How'd that come about? You just started hanging out and found you like the same
Well,
music.
I knew I wanted to start a band, and I knew Harry and Dylan from high school, and they are the best musicians I've ever had the pleasure of knowing, and I wouldn't want to start a band with anyone else, so I snatched them up and got Jake involved because he's amazing.
Oh, gorgeous. And how? What's that like experience been like over the years working with them? How has your like relationships changed? What's happened like? Because you've written quite a few things now. What's the dynamic been like?
I think we've all learned to love each other even more.
Yeah.
And I guess we've all improved each other's writing, I guess.
Yeah, what's that? Like, oh, sorry, no, you go.
The songs tend to start with Harry and I, and then we bring them to the band and they just become bigger and better.
Right, so So you're writing with Harry?
Yes, the guitarist.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, we all write. It's a, you know, it is a group project.
Yeah. And so, like, what does it look like once you take it to the band? What's that collaborative process like?
I feel like all the songs have started with different points, whether it's, like, me having the chords and the lyrics, or Harry having a riff idea, or even Jake having a drum beat, and he's like, do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never the same.
Oh, I forgot how long the song is. I love a song that's over 3 minutes 50. Mm. A 4 minute song
this
is really
ending
delicious.
Is like the best ending to a song ever.
So great. What kind of local music has been inspiring you? What kind of music do you see down in Wellington?
I don't know, the scene is so rich and there's so much going on. We take inspo from everyone around. Like, there's loads of like pop acts and indie bands, noise bands, like it's all sorts. It's so good.
Yeah. Do you find like it's an environment where you all can like feed off each other and like just create really good work?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and there's always like a platform for that, and the shows are always so diverse, as in like there's a shoegaze band and a singer-songwriter and even like a R&B act, you know. It can be so weird but fun.
Yeah, it's so great that like people are so willing to branch outside genres that, you know, that they think they like. I feel like historically people have been super entrenched in the types of music that they listen to and won't listen to anything else. I feel like genres, not saying that it's not important, because I do think there's a lot of rich history that can be said of genre, but like it's a lot more fluid and listeners are a lot more open to other things, which is so great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Next track you've picked, Clark Gable by the Postal Service. Tell us a little bit about why you were listening to this song a lot when you were writing.
I could have picked like any song from this album because it is so good, and I but this one in particular I picked because of just the lyrics are incredible.
Yeah,
I love the storytelling of it, and when I was listening to this album at the time, I was writing the songs for our EP Rom-Com. And it just like changed the way I wanted to write them in terms of like how they're laid out. And I wanted it to be very story-like, like Ben Gibbard's lyrics. I think he's such a good songwriter.
Yeah. Are there other things that kind of inform the way you write and like that narrative type of writing?
Yeah, I really like doing this thing where I write a song about two things at once. And right. I did that with Giving It Up. And it's like, I love making it a challenge for myself where it's sort of finding a way to make it one story, but it's also got two sides.
Yeah.
Mm.
Totally. Let's give it a listen. This is Clark Gable by The Postal Service.
Amen.
Oh, and it's such a great song.
Yeah, it is. So good.
So great. Yeah, I feel like all the songs you picked when I was flicking through them, they're quite different, but it all, I think after listening to the single you released, it does make a lot of sense as to why you picked them, which is so great to feel like you've pulled from so many different places, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I definitely... Yeah, I feel that.
Do you feel like...
But as band members, we all listen to like very different stuff. So I really like when it comes through all together.
Yeah, totally. And do you find that you're all bouncing that music off each other? Like, is music, obviously your own music, but a big part of your relationship with each other?
Yeah, for sure. I think like a lot of times it just does not work and we really butt heads about ideas.
How do you guys go about resolving that?
Yelling matches.
Great. That's so good and healthy. Good job.
Yes. yeah, well, I don't know. It's a lot of trial and error, I think. But we get there.
I mean, I guess it's just because you all care a lot. I feel like when I'm in working relationships with my really good friends, we always have like different ideas of what we want to end up on the final project, but it's just because we love it. And the last song is this one kind of ends. You've picked Balthazar by the 1990s. Tell us a little bit about what you like about this song.
This is like lipstick anthem for the boys.
Oh, interesting.
I went to a record fair last year and picked up this vinyl, and I just thought the cover was so like lipstick core.
Right.
On it, it's got our bass player's bass, and I was like, I have to listen to this. It was like $5, and I brought it home and gave it to Harry and put it on and like... All the songs are so fun on it.
Yeah,
Like, just
totally.
so danceable. It's like this Scottish indie garage band, and they're like, yeah, just the most two early 2000s rock, like, could be in the in-between a soundtrack. And I don't know, with our new songs, we're just trying to have a lot of fun, and it's, yeah, got our
Totally.
vibes, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like that's so cool to have a mind to, you know, like how fun or danceable or just like, I don't know how to say, but like invigorating a song is. Because I feel like a lot of
Yeah.
music that I really love and enjoy is not necessarily the most, it doesn't translate to that kind of eclectic, cathartic feeling you get when you're seeing like a really fun band. So yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Shall we give it a
Thanks.
listen?
Absolutely.
You're right, it's fun. It feels like it could be from the 2000s. As in, it is? Question mark. Maybe I've just. Yeah, 2009. Funny that.
You go.
Oh, sorry, I turned your mic off. That's really
Oh,
bad.
of course.
Yeah, great. It's so fun. Is there
Yeah,
any, you
big fan.
mentioned the in-betweeners before, but are there other like films and stuff that you enjoy that you feel like influence your writing?
God.
Not to put you on the
I don't
spot.
know.
I don't know.
I haven't really thought about that before.
Yeah.
But
No,
I
that's
mean, yeah,
fair.
film and like soundtracks definitely influence my writing for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Tell us a little bit about the single. Was this like the first song that you guys started writing after the EP, or?
The funny thing, it was actually written before like half the tracks on the EP.
Oh,
We
interesting.
wrote it like within the same week we wrote Party, the lead single for our last EP.
Right.
But we knew it was a special one we wanted to hold on to for a little longer.
Yeah.
It's a banger.
It's a banger. And you know what? We can we let the listeners discover it as well. They can have a little dance in the car, I believe.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. This is Giving It Up by Lipstick. You're on 95. Love this song. Oh, I do love this song. Great song. I wonder who wrote it. Yeah, it's so good. I am kind of gutted that I won't get to see you guys live unless I make the trek down, but I can imagine this is super fun to play live.
It is. It's, yeah. And now everyone knows the words.
Yay. Oh, already? Did you guys...
Well, we have been playing it a lot.
Oh, right. So just known Thribs Osmosis.
Simple lyrics, you know.
Hey, thank you so much for chit-chatting to me, Oliver. I hope you have a lovely rest of your evening. The single's great. Everyone should go listen to it and check out your last EP, Rom-Com. You've got music coming out, apparently?
Yes, there'll be more on the way soon.
Gorgina, we're very excited, and thanks so much for chit-chatting.
Of course. Thank you.
No worries.
Cheers.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?